Edmonton's mayor is pledging to find out why two dogs were allowed to remain in a home where previous attacks by the pets ended this week with one that killed an 11-year-old BC boy. I think we all expect that when people take on the responsibility of having pets in their private homes that they will live up to the expectations that are in the licensing bylaw, said Amarjeet Sohi on Wednesday, 2 days after the boy's death. Marcus Toniato, superintendent of the Okanagan Similkameen School District, said support workers have been sent to Osoyoos Elementary School in southern British Columbia, where the boy attended grade 5. The district's critical incident team was immediately gathered, notified of the situation and developed a response plan to support students and staff at the school, he said. We want to send our heartfelt condolences to the family. He said the school and the family are asking for privacy. Dogs are common in the quiet southern suburb where the attack occurred. But neighbors say the large canines at the gray two-story house, where beware of dog signs warn visitors, were a danger and a nuisance. It was bound to happen, after hearing what those dogs sound like, said Justin Pizzolo said Wednesday. They're basically a loaded gun. You shouldn't be able to own those dogs. Police responded to the attack Monday evening and found the two dogs and the boy, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The owner of the dogs lives in the house and the boy had been visiting, police said. They did not identify the breed of the dogs. The city said the animals were seized and taken to its animal care and control center. It is so tragic that a young boy had lost his life in these circumstances, said Sohi. You just can't imagine the pain and the suffering and anxiety the boy's family is going through. He said the city will review previous calls and complaints about the dogs and see if there were any gaps in response. The city has said animal control was called about two recent attacks at the home. One of the complaints was concluded without charges and the other is still under investigation. There have also been barking complaints in the past year, which resulted in warnings and one ticket. Police have not said whether the dog's owner would be charged. A small bouquet of flowers was left beside the driveway of the home. Down the street, Justin and Cheyenne Pizzolo spoke about how they had heard barking and scuffling between the dogs in the backyard. The city let this boy down, and the owners need to be held responsible, said Cheyenne Pizzolo. She said they're now worried about the safety of their young child. I'm so paranoid now. I don't even want my kid walking to school. Read also, Alberta Health Services investigates EMS response time in fatal Calgary dog attack. Read also, Penticton celebrity Kevin the Goose put down after severe dog attack.